Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Wieder live von ihrem Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Yaris-Hybrid. Ab 179 Euro im Monat, ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle. Ohne Anzahlung geht's in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu ihrem Toyota-Partner.
So, first of all, I want to ask you, what awaits visitors at this exhibition?
I mean, hopefully to get a glimpse into people's souls, people's minds, and to witness some kind of celebration of contemporary culture in a way, and also hopefully to witness some sort of a, you know, emotion through the play on scales of the work that we're presenting, and hopefully to be surprised by what, you know, a small Polaroid, when it's amplified and magnified, mm-hmm. and printed in large scale, the kind of pictorial and artistic aspects it brings out. So it's also a celebration of analog photography, of mm-hmm. the chemicals that go through it, and we kind of like, I played about celebrating all those kind of aspects. So I think it's both. And it's something that is a cultural and a experience to really see in the most undiluted and truthful way, you know, all these different characters, mm-hmm. but also maybe to you know, the experience a second level of emotion when you see, you know, something that's, you know, amplified. So as an example, we have I took one of my favorite Polaroids of one of my favorite portraits of Louise Bourgeois, which you'll see portrayed in the gallery in a huge, huge scale. Mm-hmm. And also to see these kind of faces, you know, presented to you, like, and at that level, I find it personally, but I'm maybe biased, but quite touching, you know. And it's also about celebrating, you know, people, celebrating people's inner beauty, but their outer beauty themselves. It's all about a certain sense of truthfulness, and that's what I do, whether it's in my portraiture work or it is in some more artistic or abstract or fashion work. It's about empowering human beings in a way, empowering people's characters.
Where do you get all this energy and inspiration for your work?
I mean, I am very fortunate that I have had a very, I still have a very stimulating career. I mean, I've always found inspiration in my main craft, which is, you know, create art direction, create, you know, graphic design. But also, in my medium in media. You know, when I was very young in high school, I started the high school newspaper. When I was at Parsons School of Design, I loved I was the editor in chief of that magazine, and so on. So I think I get a lot of inspiration in immersing myself in different cultural environments, because, you know, mm-hmm. there's no high and low when it comes to creative minds. You know, you could be a great chef and be as creatively progressive as an architect. And that's where, you know, we have chefs and we have architects at El Gabon. So there's all these kind of different people. So I think that sense of humility gives a lot of inspiration. And then I've also worked with a lot of great clients and great creative minds myself as a creative director. I worked you know, Ray Calacubo. I worked for 10 years with Mircea Prada, with Karl Lagerfeld, with Phoebe Philo. So I've been graced with the possibility of also, you know, being challenged by mentors and challenging, you know, clients. So it's been a constant renewal of inspiration. And I think,
Of course. I mean, you're a very popular person in the fashion industry. As you said, you worked with Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Prada, for example. How did you get into this industry?
It's through meticulously hard work and probably a little bit of talent too. I think I grew up in a creative environment. My father was a creative director, so very early on, I was on photo shoots from the age of 7, like, you know, maybe not caring about them, but witnessing and, you know, immersing myself. My mother is a famous tap dancer, so I grew up in a very creative environment. I was stimulated very early on. And then, as I said, you know, I really love the notion of mediums. That's why I was really into a magazine, that I'm really a believer in the power that a media has, whatever the circulation is, and this capacity of gathering people around and promoting ideas or philosophies. And so I was also taught very early on, and by all different encounters I had, to really champion to discover and champion my own creative ideology and integrity and work in that manner. So that's why, you know, how do I get big clients? I get the clients because I've produced a serious, thoughtful, inspiring work in a way. And in order to do that, you have to be very self-confident and really kind of work, you know, put in a lot of work. So there's no fast track to that. You have to be, you know, it's all about mastering your skills and and having this insatiable curiosity. Mm. You see, I think also this kind of idea, and that's where all these people that I photograph also bring that to me, because it keeps you, it keeps that door open, that there's always more creative than you. There's always more things that are inspiring. Inspiration never ends. There's no, it's a creative journey is a lifetime. It's a life journey. You know, you always evolve. And I think this exhibition is also a very, you know, a turning point in my photography career as an artist. You know, that I think, you know, now I can, I'm doing things differently, and I'm going to probably keep on working, you know, in the fine arts world with a lot of typography I'll be doing and sculptures and things like that. So, you know, I think it's just a question of mindset I would say humility, gratitude, and also, you know, a lot of a desire and wanting to be a desire of, you know, wanting to do more things. It's a journey. It's not, there's no finality. You know, it's just it's a constant path, and that path and that journey is what is a very exciting as an artist or an image maker or, you know, creative person.
So now we also live in the age of digitalization, and the profession of photography has also changed extremely. Has this also had an influence on you?
No, I mean, obviously every couple of decades we are impacted by some really serious technological and societal changes. It's true that I've been working for quite a bit, so, you know, I was learning typography before computers, you know, so it's, you know, we already, you know, witnessed the first revolution with the early days of desktop publishing, digital, that all came into things, and now, you know, things have accelerated tremendously, and everything is digital, and as a whole, and we're also in a device era, you know, so where pictures are produced, and even on your campaigns that I will do are produced for a tiny screen, for a tiny iPhone screen, you know, formats go from billboards to iPhone screens. So yes, the digital aspect has brought accessibility to people, but ultimately, you know, tools, technology changes, the creative mind doesn't, has to embrace that and keep on going. So, you know, as a photographer, I learned how to print, how to develop and print, and I work with printers, master printers. Today, you can be shooting digital, but you still have to light those things the way you have to light them, even without digital. And you instead of using a traditional printer, use a great master digital printer. So you still have the same kind of conversations when you're talking about the kind of light you want to bring into your photography or the kind of printing. It's just that it's no longer argentique, you know, chemical. It's digital.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You know.
Okay.
So for me, for a lot of big photographers, they're no difference. I mean, Salgado, all these master Magnum photographers are shooting digital. It doesn't make their pictures less powerful. That's because of the attention they put in the image making. It's just that the process is different. If, you know, so that's, you know, for me. But then, you know, digital and social has inspired, impacted industries in other ways, you know, that are.
To come back to the exhibition in Zurich, how did this exhibition come about? So how did it start?
How did it come about? By an encounter, you know. encounter with Isabelle Recher, who I met, who started looking at my work and who introduced me to Matthias, and we had these conversations about, you know, the work I had, the work I had in the past, and also my vision of how I see the future of my, you know, art world explorations. And it happened very quickly, as a matter of fact, and I put this exhibition together very, very quickly, in a very short period of time. It was a very based on intuition, and thanks to my, my creative partner, Lana Petrusevich, who's also the curator and helped me edit this. So my team was my friends. It was a collaborative effort that happened really, really, really fast. So it's quite amazing to see it put together and brought to life in just a little under 3 months. So it required a lot of work because, you know, working around these, you know, to create these giant prints required a lot of meticulous, you know, scanning and printing, and, you know, so there's very little retouching, but it's all about, you know, producing and delivering, you know, some really, really stunning prints. And it was something very new to me and to my printers. You know, we never have really seen a small size Polaroid that are the originals blown up and capable of having their own, you know, having a second life in that format. So it was also, you know, about immortalizing certain, you know, the Polaroids to these fine art prints, because, you know, Polaroids have a limited lifeline. You know, they use the chemicals eventually, dissolve everything, and, you know, they're bound to disappear. And it was nice to also, you know, to immortalize some of my, you know, these important pictures in an altered format.
Are you looking forward to any new projects, or what are your next inspirations or projects you want to do?
Oh, I mean, the projects are endless. We have a series of books that are coming out, a big book of my creative work as a creative director. That's a very inspiring book around the world of my graphic design and typography. There's going to be a big catalog on all the thousands of Polaroids I did. And in terms of fine art, I started developing new bodies of work that revolve around, you know, typography and mixed mediums and stuff like that. So there's multiple things. And aside from that, I also, you know, engaged in my other lives, with product line. I design fragrance bottles, I beauty products, I design we have a digital company, we design augmented reality projects. We have Self Service Magazine, which is our publication, which we do multiple exhibitions. So there's constant creative projects that are that just keep on materializing themselves. So, you know, it's a life of constant stimulation and creativity. I think, you know, that's kind of an energy and a state that you are that is quite stimulating and exciting.
Sir Ezra, thank you very much for the nice conversation, and we wish you much success with your exhibition. And
thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I hope to meet you one day. Thank you so much for
your support. Thank you.
Wieder live von Ihrem Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Yaris Hybrid. Ab 179 Euro im Monat. Ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit. Und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle. Ohne Anzahlung geht's in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu Ihrem Toyota-Partner.
Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.